Foxy 107.1 and 104.3 of the Triangle's R&B and Classic. So now we've had courts, all kinds of courts on TV. Judge Judy, we've seen Maury's show. But this show, let me just say, it's called Paternity Court. It's a syndicated show which people take DNA tests and they learn from the judge. And I've got on the line Lauren. She is the...
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? So how is this show different than any other shows dealing with the DNA issue?
Well, you know, Paternity Court is different because it's kind of a talk show in a court show hybrid. And we bring something different to the table. Number one, we bring responsibility. We talk about the legal rights, ramifications, and responsibilities under the law. And I'm able, as a lawyer, a family lawyer for over 20 years, to give people that special insight as to where you need to go from here once you know the truth. Our show is about more than just the aha moment of are you or are you not the father. The bigger aha moment we're trying to have on Paternity Court is, now that you know the truth, what are you going to do? How are you going to better your life? How are you going to become a better parent, better mother, father, and a stronger family?
And let me just say, she is a no-nonsense person who tells it like it, like they say, T.I. is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I wouldn't have it either way.
Now, you've got a case that's coming up that's airing tomorrow. It's dealing with what now?
Now, tomorrow we have a really special case coming up that features an old R&B group, the Shy Lights. And without giving too much away, I think you need to tune in because it's going to give us a really special insight on the way families fall out over money. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. We see that in so many situations in our own families. But we see the way music royalty, we see the way people are estranged and fighting after the death of a person. And we're going to be looking at whether or not we can bring a family together and give them the truth that they all so desperately need.
Like falling out at a funeral. Oh, Lord, why'd you leave me? Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, it's that thing where when someone passes away and they hopefully leave a legacy behind, they want that legacy to continue on with their children. And that legacy can't continue if all the children are fighting. But look, more importantly, if the children don't know whether or not they're really related. So one is looking at the other one saying, you're not his child. And the other one's looking at the other one saying, you're not his child, and therefore you're not entitled to any of the inheritance or the royalty. It gets deep. So I'm really excited for you all to see this particular episode. And I do my very best to give them the truth they need and help them move forward.
And I believe it airs locally, WRDC, Monday through Friday. Need to check local listings for the times. And I want to check that out tomorrow because you never know. Even the kids may not be who they say they are because, you know, mama might have been a Rolling Stone back in the day. They might not have been the guy's own children. So who knows?
You are so correct. And a lot of times we see that the fault and the dysfunction lies with the woman. So it's not always paternity court. Sometimes we're dealing with a little maternity court.
All right, I'm talking with Lauren. She is the lawyer on the show, Paternity Court. And I hear you got some North Carolina connections as well. You want to send a quick shout-out?
Absolutely. I want to say a shout-out to all of the Woods family. And my husband's from North Carolina, and so I love it there. And I hope you all get done with that bad weather, because I know you're not used to it.
And how can our listeners follow the show?
Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at Paternity Court, and on Instagram, at Paternity Court TV. We love to hear your thoughts. We love to keep the conversation going. And we love to hear what you think.
All right, Lauren, thank you. We appreciate
you.